Okay, now I'll be talking about books. Books are our best friends. You may have heard all these things. Books are our best friends. You have to read it. It gives us knowledge. Every type of books are good, you know. But I would like to talk to you very frankly and just hear it. Just make it to the end of this audio. Okay. So, books. Talking about books, I would like to say that from a very small age, I started my reading hobby. And, you know, that was my favorite hobby. Actually, no one bought me books, especially for me. But, you know, in common, the books were this. So I just took it, read. Yeah, that's it. When I was in 4th, 5th, I lost the interest in reading. I'll read, but not every time. Sometimes, not frequently, but sometimes I used to read. But then after some days, my mom gained a friend, and her daughter is really a bookworm. She's really a nerd, you know. She's very frank. You know, she is like talented for everything. Her favorite hobby is reading and writing. So, you know, talking about her, from LKG onwards, she started reading, and you know, she's really a bookworm. She reads very nicely. Nicely means she reads every book. You know, if you ask her how many books she have read, you know, we can't even count in our hands that many books she have read. So now I made her a friend. So she inspired and motivated me to read. Then I started again. I started my hobby in reading. My interest grew and I started reading a lot. And a lot. You know, books are like something. You know, books are a treasure. You have to really read them. Now, as I've said earlier, I don't want to tell you all the normal facts. But I would like to tell the experience which I had by reading books. Now, while reading book, one of the main or the, you know, most valuable factor or most valuable benefit which I got by reading is, you know, it improved my language skills as well as the writing skills. Before, you know, I used to write doesn't mean I used to write big essays, articles, you know. But I used to write some small short stories, but I never used to correct it by anyone or just as a whole, not even as a hobby, just as a time pass, I used to do it. But after reading, I had an interest in writing. So one of my auntie inspired and motivated me to write. I started writing, you know. I was surprised to see that my first article was a great success. Okay, it was, even though it was short, it was good. Okay, it was my first attempt for writing an article which should be published in, you know, in magazines and all. I was really happy for that. I was only surprised for myself because, you know, my writing skills have increased, or it has, you know, it was so good. I don't know how my writing skills, I didn't know that I had a talent in writing. So after reading, I started building up a good skill in reading as well as writing, language skills, everything. So what I would like to recommend, I would like to recommend you some books, which is really nice. It is fantastic. So the following books I'm going to recommend, and those are Harry Potter. First of all, I would like to talk about Harry Potter. You have to read Harry Potter. Harry Potter is really fantastic. It is all about fantasy. If you love fantasy, you have to read them. You have to at least try them once. You know, it's superb. if you start reading, then you will go inside the world of witches. It's not witches, but wizards. It's a wizarding world. It's all about wizarding world. You know, it is written by the famous author J.K. Rowling, and you know, she's really talented in writing. It's superb book, so you have to read it. I'm a big fan of Harry Potter, so you have to read it. Even though I have not completed it, but till the books I have read, it's superb. And the next books which I'm going to read also will be superb, because some of my friends, you know, my friends recommended me to read that book, so I started reading. Now, I would like to recommend you that book because it's superb. You have to try at least once, all the book readers and the one who are going to start reading. Now, the next book which I would like to recommend is Wimbledon. Wimbledon is really nice. You know, most of them may have read that, because Wimbledon is really, you know, it's so informal, and we feel like someone is talking to us that way. The book, the way of the writing is that way. So you have to read them. I would like to recommend that book also. If some children are there who may not have read that book or may not have heard about that book, you know, you have to read it. Even though I have not read all of the books, but you know, at least 6 to 8 books I have read about Wimbledon on that book. Okay, so I have to read them. The third book which I would like to recommend is Sudha Murthy's book. You know, the author's name is Sudha Murthy. There is no, you know, she writes a lot of books. So we can't say, you know, it's not a novel. So there are a lot of books. So I can't name each one of them. But the books written by Sudha Murthy, you have to read them. She's an Indian writer. Even though she's an Indian writer, it's superb. You know, you have to read it. You know, it's about true stories which she has experienced. It's all about her life, her you know, about her grandmother's stories, her grandchildren's stories, and all those things. It is true. It is based on a true, everything is based on a true incident. So you will have to read them. Once you start reading all these three books, then you will never end up. Even though you have finished reading all these series or the novels, you will again have an interest in reading them, because it's so nice. I would like to recommend these three books. And now if I want to recommend something else, then I would, you know, I would surely recommend Enid Blyton's book. Enid Blyton's book are super, and you have to read them. There are a lot of book of Enid Blyton. The famous one is The Famous Five, right, by Enid Blyton. Now, another book by Ruskin Bond is good. Okay, the books written by Ruskin Bond is also good. Yeah, these are some of the, Charles Dickens write good. William Shakespeare is really a good author, and his books are superb. We can't, you know, it's an expectation case, because, you know, it's superb. His writings are so nice, but, you know, we can't compare it to Harry Potter, because Harry Potter for children, it's so nice. We will live in fantasy. After reading it, we will just think about Harry Potter. We live in Harry Potter. You know, we will just live for Harry Potter. That way it is, because it's so nice. It will first and all, you may not be interested in reading Harry Potter, but after some time, you will gain the interest, because, you know, the author pulls your mind inside that book. That's how I got interested in that book, not because my friend recommended me. That's one of the reason, but you know, the main reason which made me interested in that book is the author's way of writing. It's superb. And you can even build your own style of writing when you read books. You know, while reading books, as I've said already, that, you know, it builds up our vocabulary skills as well as reading skills. So if you read books, it can after building up writing skills and language skills, it will also help you. The reading also will help you to build up your style of writing, your own style of writing. So I would like to recommend those three books, which are Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling, Wimbledon by I just forgot the name. Wimbledon written by one author. I just forgot about him. Okay, just leave it. And then the third one, the books written by Sudhamurthy. So these three books you have to read. Okay. So by telling these things, I would like to end it. Reading doesn't mean reading only storybooks, but you can read any books. Encourage yourself to read any books. It can be anything. Just read it. Reading gives, you know, reading makes a full man. So try to read. Reading, you know, it will increase your creativity. Try to read. And try to read the books which I have recommended, which are Harry Potter, Wimbledon, and the books written by Sudhamurthy. By this, I would like to end.